tweet at Today SOR.
Now, our regular expert on wills and probates, Tim Bracken, who is a barrister and author of the Probate Handbook, joins me from our Cork studio this morning. He's going to answer some of your questions in relation to wills and discuss how to write a will during this COVID-19 crisis. Tim, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien.
Obviously, as we know, life has changed considerably for so many people with events happening so quickly. What can people do if they haven't written a will and are anxious to do so? Is the legal profession still operating?
Oh, yes, the legal profession and solicitors are still operating. Some courts are operating, criminal courts. The civil courts are all in suspension. But there are problems. I mean, executing a will now is a bit more difficult than it was because it's a fairly exact procedure and it's been laid down in statute since 1837 in the Wills Act and now subsequently in the Succession Act. But it takes three persons, all present together, all signing the one document.
So how is that going to be done?
How is that going to work? So you can imagine it now. In social distancing is quite difficult. The Law Society have laid down, or they've given some guidelines to solicitors. For instance, use the biggest room you have in your office. You see, because what the Succession Act says is that the testator, that's the person making the will, must sign it in the presence of two witnesses who must be present at the same time. And then they must attest, or they must witness that signature in front of the testator. So, I mean, you could use a big boardroom and stick the testator maybe up at the very top of the table, one witness at one side of the room and one at the other. But if you don't have a huge room, then there are difficulties. The solicitors can take instructions over the phone and maybe by Skype and stuff like that. But that is all very well if you have somebody who knows exactly what they're doing. But if the solicitor has a doubt as to the capacity of a person making a will, I mean, you can only really assess them if you're sitting down opposite them.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, so it is much more difficult now. And of course, solicitors' offices, I mean, there are a lot of people are working from home, so therefore the staff are not in the office. Whereas before it was fairly routine, you could ring up your solicitor on a Monday and say, can I have an appointment tomorrow or maybe the next day and go in and make the will, and all the staff would be there and it could be executed. So it would be a much slower process now.
And in relation to the second witness, does it have to be somebody that's known to you? In other words, could you go into a solicitor's office and use one of their staff along with your solicitor?
Oh, yes. I mean, and that's normally it. Yeah. Normally it might be the solicitor himself who drew up the will and maybe a secretary in the office.
So you don't have to be burdening a friend or relation to meet you or to leave
their
house?
No, and that's another thing, because some people suggested, couldn't the solicitor post the will out to the person? They could do it at home. But then you're effectively into the situation of a homemade will. And every time I'm on here, I'm very much against them, because mistakes happen, and quite often what happens with a homemade will is somebody who's benefiting under the will is asked to witness it, and of course they lose their benefit because a witness cannot be a beneficiary under a will.
This may sound tasteless and crude to an extent, but we are in extraordinary times when more and more of us are susceptible to becoming ill and maybe worse from this. So is it a time where people in maybe that age bracket should be considering a will, and those that are in that age bracket are cocooned at the moment?
They are. They're cocooned, and they can. It would be very difficult to make a will for somebody who's cocooned. Well, maybe you could take instructions, as say, over the phone, and then the solicitor might attend, and maybe you could pass the will in through the letterbox or something, and they could sign it at a window inside. Then the will has to be passed out, and the two witnesses then could sign it in front of the testator. It's just, as you can see, the practical difficulties of it are enormous.
Does enduring power of attorney maybe come into it more in these times if people do fall ill and they're somewhat incapacitated, but obviously there's a will to be made there? What sort of a role could that play?
The enduring power of attorney will not help make a will. All will happen is that if somebody is, say, in hospital and they're incapacitated and they can't run their bank account, but if there is an enduring power of attorney, then that would have to be registered in the High Court, and then the attorney could take over, but it would have no effect on making a will.
But so what happens in a situation where somebody does fall ill, and we know how rapid this virus actually takes hold, what can happen if somebody is hospitalised and needs to make a will at that stage? Has it gone past that point?
It's probably impossible, because I think if somebody is in an ICU ward, and they're on a ventilator, and they're heavily sedated because they're on the ventilator, they do not have the capacity to make the will at that stage.
So what happens in that scenario where somebody passes away and a will has to be made? I mean, this is a general question, we know in peacetime as well, but in specifically now.
Oh, absolutely. They'll be deemed to have died intestate, and then their estate is divided up in accordance with the Succession Act. So there's various sections which set it out. For instance, if you're married or a civil partner and you don't have any children, well, then your spouse or your civil partner gets the lot. If you're married with a spouse and a civil partner and children, two-thirds go to the spouse and one-third goes to the children. And, I mean, I've often spoken about this because that can cause difficulty. If you have a child, say a troublesome child, maybe about the age of 19, 20, they could demand their share of the inheritance from the parent. And that may require selling the house or, you know, other assets or raising money to pay them off because they're legally entitled to it. So, you know, but parents, I mean, I've spoken about that, and that's why I think it's very important to make a will. The problem is that it's just so difficult now at present because, as I say, the solicitor's offices are denuded of staff and a lot of people are working at home. So, you know, you won't get one made instantly. But, I mean, it's certainly you should think about making a will because you may want to put other things into the will. You know what I mean? You may want to prefer somebody over another person, or you may want to put in... what I always advise is you should put in instructions as to your funeral.
Yeah. Are there any other reasons why the distribution of the estate when you die intestate, that it would actually be divided? In other words, there are legal rules governing the distribution of your property if you have actually made a will, but somebody could take a case against it, against what's happened as well, and in that instance it goes legal, isn't that right?
Oh, yes. I mean, the thing is, even though you have a will, if you're married or a civil partner, your civil partner or your spouse are entitled to what's called a legal right share, so you can't cut them out. Mm-hmm. Then if you cut out children, say if you prefer one child over the other and the other child is in bad circumstances, they can bring a case under Section 117 of the Succession Act saying that my parent failed in his or her moral duty to provide properly for me. And then that can hold it up. So therefore, certain aspects of the will can be changed. But none of those things happen on an intestacy because the law is that the rules are just set out in the Succession Act. And
they're fairly straightforward. There's a template there.
They are straightforward. There is, yeah.
And can they be contested?
No.
Okay.
No,
so if you die intestate and you are survived...
If you die intestate, that's it.
And you just have children, no spouse, no civil partner, your estate is divided equally among your children. Could you take a case in a scenario there where maybe one of the children looked after the parent more than the others? Or
no.
Does that apply?
No. And that happens. Well, you may be able to do it under what we call a thing called promissory estoppel. The classic case of it would be where maybe there's four children in a family, and we just say that they have a business, and the father dies, you know, at a young age, and the eldest son is 15, he's pulled out of school to run the farm or the business, and he runs that with the mother, and the other three all go off to school and to college, and they're all educated, you know, they've
living professions. Abroad and so on.
Yes, exactly. And the farm is in the mother's name, but the mother never makes a will, so it divides equally. Well, that son who worked the farm and provided effectively the income for everybody else, he could take a case under what we call a thing called promissory estoppel, saying that, like, I acted to my detriment to keep the show on the road and to keep provision for the family, and it's unjust that I'd not looked after better. But they're difficult cases, right. But I mean, usually on an intestacy, I mean, it can't be challenged.
All right. Finally, Tim, and briefly, in these tough times, people feel they, for one reason or another, that they must make a will or they want to make a will. Obviously, you've never done it before, or maybe they have, but and they want to change it. What sort of cost is involved and the logistics of it? Does it take a lot of work, a lot of time?
It depends on the complexity of the will. If you want to make a will, say, I want to make a will just leaving everything equally between my nephews and nieces. cases, that's a fairly simple will.
Right.
But some wills then you may have an incapacitated child and you want to set up maybe a discretionary trust and you'll have trustees. The more complex the will, the more expensive it will
and
be.
And the more time it'll actually
and
take.
And the more it'll take. Time
All right,
it will take.
Tim, thank you very much for coming into our Cork studio. Stay safe. Thanks indeed for that. As always, very interesting. Tim Bracken, barrister and author of The Probate Handbook.